Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome back again to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I do believe all lesser values than love can devolve and sink into BS. They're just manipulation. Love, however, doesn't manipulate. Love simply manages life in a manner that is selfless. It is not looking to get something out of people, but to give something into lives around us. Love, it is the one credible value for human existence. Apart from love, we will go at each other tooth and nail, and I believe it's time for us to put away all the teeth and nails and rise to the occasion of love. Saint Francis prayed a prayer once, and he said these words: Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. I'm just going to stop there. You may know the prayer of St. Francis, but where there's hatred, let me sow love. Let me plant love. When you were in high school, probably earlier than high school, you probably heard about Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed crossed the country planting apple trees as a means of feeding the hungry, as a means of giving into the nation and to the planet. May each of us rise to the Johnny Appleseed vision, sowing love where there is hatred. Let me tell you, you and I know that there is so much hatred in our day and time. There is so much hatred. There is so much partisanship. There is so much me against you, us against them. We are in a battle for the soul of our nation when it comes to the great divide. There's never been a greater opportunity for the subject of love to rise to an occasion and to solve so many of our national pains. Love is the answer. I'm convinced of it. There's not a higher calling or value. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. And let me tell you, there are acres and acres and sections of hatred. So take on the Johnny Appleseed calling. Rise to the occasion. May every day of our life be a day to sow love. Some time ago, I talked to you about the seven pillars of love and how they support the notions and the notions of being a people of practical love. I'm never going to try to convince you that we should just have some kind of ethereal pie in the sky love. In fact, I've been spending all of my energy in this broadcast. The No BS Bishop has been here to talk to you about practical love, how to unpack, understand, define, run our mind through the definitions of love, making sure that love becomes something that we can walk, that we can talk, that we can contemplate. It's not it's not an easy task. I'm often given here to say that I'm no expert in love, but I'm a pilgrim in love. I'm on a pilgrimage. I'm journeying, and I'm inviting others, come take a journey with me. Let's walk toward the high pinnacle of love. May our minds, our souls, our emotions be steeped in love, so that as we manage relationships, as we manage our lives, as we manage our businesses, our jobs, may we manage them in a loving way with real practical steps toward them. So in that context, I shared with you seven pillars of love. And I want to review them very quickly right now, because I want to land on how to sow love in the world we live. Those seven pillars, the holding power of love are these seven things: connectedness, humility, forgiveness, gratitude, joy and humor, quietness, and creativity. Those are the seven pillars of love in my view. those pillars, they hold love as a collecting point. Some years ago, my wife and I put in a rain barrel on the back side of our house and to collect rain off of our roof. That rain barrel became kind of something of a curiosity to me because I use it routinely to help water the flowers around our deck. And what I've discovered is it doesn't take much rain to fill that barrel up. That just a little bit, even just a quarter inch of rain tops that barrel off. It's just been a fascinating little puzzling study to me. It seems to me that, well, and by the way, that barrel then becomes very heavy. It is amazingly stout, and I've had to put a couple of times some cinder blocks under it to keep it steady and sturdy. So it reminds me of love. Love, it doesn't take much to fill the bucket of love. But I'll tell you, just a little bit weighs it down in such a glorious way that you got to make sure it's held up well. And what holds love well are those seven pillars I just mentioned. Here they are again. Number one, connectedness. Number two, humility. Number three, forgiveness. Number four, gratitude. Number five, joy and humor. Number six, quietness. And number seven, creativity. I simply want to land on especially the ideas of humility. In love, we humble ourselves. Now, I want you to think about humility in a couple of ways. First of all, there's humiliation. Humiliation is when you're speeding through town and the police stop you and the red lights are blaring and your friends and neighbors are driving by and waving at you and say, oh boy, there's Randy. He's been stopped by the police right here in the middle of town. That's humiliation. That's not humility. Humiliation is when humility is chosen for you rather than you choosing to be humble. We are often a little late when it comes to humility, aren't we? We make mistakes. We say the wrong thing. We blurt something out. It's not a speeding ticket that we get in the middle of town, but maybe it's our mouth running off a little too fast, or we had an attitude that didn't come under the kind of control we wish we had, and we got caught. And getting caught and being humiliated reminds us that we wish we had been humble to start with rather than being humiliated in being caught in bad behavior. Humility, it's not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. Now listen to that again. I don't know who said that. In fact, I've researched it, and some sources say that C.S. Lewis said it. Some sources say that it's original to Rick Warren and a few others. I'm just going to give it to whoever it belongs to. I'm not sure. I can't conclude it, but it isn't original to me. Here's a definition of humility as it relates to love. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. So to speak, it isn't being hard on yourself, beating yourself up, crushing your self-esteem. That's not humility. That's self-loathing. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. That's a great pillar. That's a stout pillar for love. Thinking of yourself less. Sustaining in life a view that I'm not the only person involved in the intricacies of relationships. It isn't just my needs that need to be met. It's the needs of all of us. I mentioned at the start of this in the prayer of St. Francis, where there is hatred, let me sow love. That speaks into the intricacies of human relationships. Hatred just gets so tangled up, and it requires somebody with determination, the humility of love to say, look, I don't want to prove how right you are or how wrong I am or how wrong you are or how right I am. I want to sow love into this thing, and I don't want to be so caught in my own pride that I can't step away from my own opinion long enough to let love conquer our disagreements. So this pillar of love, of humility, maintaining a view of the world that sees the great world around me as in need of a whole army of humble folks, an army of people willing to step aside for a moment and let someone else speak, an army of folks who are willing to give up their rights so that others may survive, a whole army of people who lay down their strident positions of proving others wrong and sow love in the middle of hatred. That's what humility does. And humility really holds love at the highest level. Humility says that I'm going to love you enough to think less about me and more about you. I'm going to love you enough to give your opinion more time than my own opinion. I've always said that, and trust me when I say I have been in a multitude of leadership positions. I've been the chairman of a school board for multiple years. I was 18 years on a school board as a regular member. I've been on a variety of nonprofit boards. I've served as a pastor. I've led in a lot of different venues. And all of that is to say, I have come to believe that a leader doesn't always have to be heard. I want you to hear that carefully. Sometimes leaders have the notion that if I just keep talking, I'm leading. And I disagree with that. I've been in so many rooms and so many meetings, board meetings, where the leader droning on and on and on, and then may take a breath and say, okay, break in there if anybody wants to say anything or add something, and then they continue. And that isn't leadership. That isn't love. That isn't humility. When you fill the room with the sound of your words, you're stepping away from the beauty of love and the real significance of humility. So to that end, I have often said that when leaders know how to shut up more than speak up, they're learning their real value as a leader. You know, shutting up and speaking up are equal partners. A leader will speak up. I don't misunderstand me. A leader must speak up. But if a leader speaks up, they have to shut up long enough to let others speak up as well, because your opinion is not the only opinion in the room. That's what humility does. Humility says, look, I've got an opinion, but it's one among many. Humility says, as I love you, I recognize that my ideas are not the only ideas present. My ideas have a value, and I've searched my ideas out, and I do believe in my ideas, but I've come to know that my ideas are not the only ideas present. Powerful leaders know how to shut up just as well as they know when to speak up. The need to be quiet is equal to the need to be heard. So now take it away from the concept of leadership and just in normal human banter, our conversations. Always look around you when you're in a coffee clutch or you're in we used to call it spit and whittle club. You know, that's the folks that sit on their front porch and they whittle a stick and they're spitting at the grass, you know, and they're talking or they're spitting as they talk, whatever the case may be. Spit and whittle club, coffee clutch, a little club meeting, card game. You know, pay attention to the voices around you. Are you the only voice speaking? Or are you being humble enough to listen as much as you speak or listen more than you speak? You've heard it, right? That you've got two ears and one mouth. Do the math. You know, listen twice as much as you speak. That's sowing love. That's learning through humility how to support love in the vast array of human relationships. Once again, I'm watching our nation in the 21st century losing ground in its quality for sustaining good community, sustaining good political cooperation. I'm watching our nation skidding into the walls of partisanship and meanness because we are determined to win at all costs, and those costs are very expensive. The cost of loss of love is really very, very expensive. And in the long run, we're going to run ourselves into an emotional credit crisis where our emotional bank is not going to be able to continue to pay the bills as it relates to our meanness and our loss of humility as we relate to one another. I am here as the No BS Bishop to continue to call you to the highest one value in human existence, and that is love. Knowing that if I love, really love, and I serve, really serve, and the motivation and the sustaining power of my life is love, then I will create relationships even with my enemies. I will create the ability to function even in the spaces where there's been otherwise animosity and friction. Don't misunderstand me now. I understand that I may reach an impasse and I may reach a point where I can no longer function in a room with someone who is so determined to refuse my love that we're going to have to call some kind of time out. I get that. I really do. Trust me when I say I get it. And that's what keeps lawyers making a living. But my point here is that we have to give love its full opportunity to heal, to restore, to recover life. Love has this vast ability to sustain human relationships when all other human relationship functions fail. And I do believe that one of the greatest sustaining powers of love is humility. Maintaining in myself to hold an idea and hold it strong, to believe it strong, to even develop it strong, and not give my ideas until my idea is welcomed because trust is developed, because love is present. Hear that carefully. Trust is developed when love is present. When there's no love present, trust will never be offered. When I trust you, it's because I've learned your love has proven your strength of relationship. When I know that love is a driving motivation in someone's life, they're going to get my trust. But when I see that somebody's operating just out of trying to sell me something, just trying to win me over with their ideas, and then they want me to trust, I'm sorry. I cannot give trust in that relationship. That's the title of my broadcast. All other values are potential BS. If it's not love, other values devolve into BS, just manipulation, trying to strong arm me toward an opinion. But when love holds, then trust can be developed, and then we might even end up still in disagreement. But if love holds and humility is holding love in place, well, then we may then be able to lay down our ideas or our opinions long enough to cool off, long enough to let it lie, let it simmer, let it steep a while, let it hold its own air for a little while. You know, in negotiations, I used to work with in school board when teachers had unions here in the state of Wisconsin. I was often on the negotiation committee. I learned that one of the best things we could do in negotiations was to state our case carefully and with firm numbers and with firm values, never backing off of this is what we want and we want to know what you want. We learn the quid pro quo of we'll give you this, what can you give us? And that's negotiations. And negotiations got tough. And sometimes on a school board, we had to have an attorney to help us word things. And school teachers had to have their attorney present to help them word things carefully. But we learned over and over again that sometimes both of our ideas were faulty. Listen to that carefully. You know what humility will do for you? It'll make you aware that perhaps in all of our struggle to find the right answer, perhaps none of us present have the right answer. Maybe we're trying to fight each other so hard to win that we have forgotten what winning really means. Because if we can't love one another and let love be the winning value, well, then now we're in a struggle for ego. Now we're in a struggle for narcissistic values where I'm more important than you. And those values will always collapse in the long run. We must pull away. If we are at an impasse, we must learn to pull away and say, wait a minute, maybe neither side, maybe if we got three sides, maybe all three of us are wrong and we're going to need to wait. Be humble enough to let this sit on a table. You know, in parliamentary procedure, there is such a thing as tabling a motion. That was the whole idea of what you do when you table a motion in parliamentary procedure. It means to say, none of us are getting anywhere. We're at an impasse. Let's table this. Let's give this time to develop. Let's give this time. Perhaps someone else will come up with an answer. We haven't negotiated yet. And then we can come back to this motion. We can come back to this idea and research it along the way and find a better way through. I hope I'm making sense. But all of that is because a pillar called humility holds love in place. Love really does give humility a practical purpose. Humility really does give love a full expression. They operate together in such a magnificent way. Knowing how to shut up when I want to speak up. Knowing how to listen more than I talk. That's humility. It's not thinking less of myself. It's thinking of myself less. It's thinking of others more. Now, let me just wrap up today's episode of the No BS Bishop with that prayer of St. Francis. Here it is in total. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is error, the truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Those words are so delicious. They're a verbal steak. They have such savor and strength in them, so that we know when we pray something like this, we know that our object here isn't who's right. The object is what is right. 1 Corinthians 13 says, love rejoices in the truth. What that means is love doesn't care who's right. Love cares what's right, even at my own expense, even when I know, my goodness, I'm wrong. Then I take humility as the pillar of love and I settle my soul, my mind. I settle me into a place of peace and serenity. And I can say with love for myself, hey, everybody, I believe I was wrong. Let's work on this and fix our problem. All right. I'm so honored that you gave me some of your attention here today. I'm so honored that you came here, gave me a half an hour of your life. And I want you to know that I don't take that for granted ever. What I want to do now as we close is the two exercises that I challenge you with every episode of the No BS Bishop. And the first is to breathe. You know, that goes right along with everything I said. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. And you know, when we breathe deeply, when we breathe with real intention to slow down our thoughts, to slow down our whole race toward the who's right and who's wrong, we will live better. So on the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath with me. One, two, three. Breathe all the way in. Hold that breath. Hold it down in the bottom of your lung. Exhale. Now that's what you do. And you should do that 5 to 10 minutes every day. It's like a Sabbath. Slow down. Breathe a bit. Give yourself a little bit of ability to be at peace with the world. Second exercise that I offer every week, and I wish there was a way to do this by radio, but there isn't. It is to take the three most charmed and magical words in the human experience. I love you. And give it to somebody with eye contact. Don't run through those three words too fast. Slow those words down. Give somebody eye contact. Oh, I know it's awkward. It's weird. But you'll get used to it after a while. You'll give somebody else something to think about they haven't thought about in a long time. And say with intention, I love you. Give people eye contact. Give them full attention. Humility is at the base of that. And know that when you give those three powerful words, you are changing the atmosphere. You're changing your own heart and mind, and you're giving somebody else the opportunity to trust you because you have taken just one moment to say, love is the highest value. Thanks for being here today on this episode of the No BS Bishop. I do love doing this. I have a love for sharing this project with you. Now go out there into this big old world and do something beautiful. Be an answer to the prayer of St. Francis. And go out there and sow pardon. Give love. Make sure that peace is reigning the day, that people know there's a better way in this world, and that is to be alive to love. God bless you all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.